I don't think anybody in Rwanda should be concerned about the issue in the Congo. The issue in the Congo is a complex issue. There is a division between tribes. There is a government that is against its own people. There is a this thing called Bazalendo, who are killing and rooting the things for the people, for the population, especially for the Batutsi and the Rwandan-speaking people who are Congolese, and they are just there taking their thing. I think to sanction Rwanda on this issue, it's a wrong move.
So what do you think this means as far as the United States and Rwanda relations are concerned?
I am very curious about that. Rwanda has been a member and a partner of the USA and for a long time. I don't know why now they are doing this. I think this is going to impact the relationship between Rwanda and the USA. But again, I believe if the investigation issue of Congo is between the Congolese themselves. There's nothing to do with Rwanda, and I think the U.S. should investigate to understand exactly what's going on.
But do you think this will impact the ongoing conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo?
If we have nothing to do with the conflict of Congo, because these are wrong people. The only one I saw is Kanyuki. Kanyuki is fighting for the right cause. Nothing we do, James, with nothing about, it will be nothing about Congo. The Congolese have their own issue. So the conflict won't stop, nothing will stop, just because of the sanction of James Kabarebe. James Kabarebe is Rwandese, he's not Congolese. What is it, the impact? It won't stop the conflict that is going on in South Kivu. It won't stop the conflict that is going on in Kinshasa. It won't stop the bad leadership that is happening in Kinshasa. And in every region of Congo. Not only that, even the division of the tribe, it will not stop it. James Kabarebe is a Rwandese. I think he has nothing to do with anything in Congo.
How about the alleged support of the Rwanda government to the M23 group?
Although I have not any evidence about the Rwanda supporting them, but even if they have been supporting them, whatever they have been doing, I don't see anything that will stop them to do what they are doing. Because they are fighting for their rights. They are fighting for their refugees to come back to Congo. They are fighting for their rights to live in Congo. They are fighting for their land to live there. All those things are the things that they are fighting for. What does it do with Rwanda? Therefore, the issue should be resolved. Actually, I should propose the solution. The solution should be that the President Tshisekedi of Congo should sit down with the M23 people and the people who are in concern to sit down and to talk to resolve the issue diplomatically. Other than that, they have been showing him that they are contaminated. They have been taking the whole North Kivu. Now they're in the South Kivu. And they are going in Katanga. Maybe they're going to march until Kinshasa.